You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Jordan here at the SRAs with Marvin Humes, and we just had a great talk on the big top 40.
Yes.
So the SRAs have their own top 20, so chart show. What tips would you give to any students that are going to do a show in the future for the SRAs?
Any chart show or any show generally?
Okay. Chart show,
any chart show. I think, you know what? What's great about the student radio stations around the UK is that most of them, well, I guess they're all local, you know. So I think it's really important to embrace that and make the most of your local music, whether it's your local bands or local DJs, local clubs, local charts. I think that's key. I think obviously, you know, as always, the content's really important, and you know that will be covered with a local band or whatever. But if you can also look into maybe having some, you know, interviews on the show, and also doing some sort of local chart, you know, I'm not sure how you would get a data, maybe speak to someone like Spotify for a targeted local area and what people are listening to. But yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I think to embrace that, you know, idea of where you're from and using that for the local listeners, I think that's a good thing to look at for sure.
Sweet. And then you mentioned social media. Social media is massive nowadays.
Yeah.
How important do you think it is for students to tweet artists? Because the engagement wasn't there, like you said, when you were in JLS.
Yeah.
So how important is it to use that?
I think it's really important to use Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of these social media platforms, because, yeah, when I was in JLS, those things had just really started and people didn't really know how to use them. Now, I probably get two or three interviews a week requested from students that just tweet me, and it's, you know, it's so easy to access artists now and DJs and presenters, and we, you know, I've done that. I've given students interviews because they've directly contacted me. I'm not saying every, you know, I'm not saying going to message, I don't know, Katy Perry, and she's going to reply saying, yeah, let's do it tomorrow. But, you know, why not try it? Do you know what I mean? You might have to come at a different angle in your approach to try and get that interview. But as you said, it's so much, it's not like the old days where you just write a letter to a fan club. Now, you know, you post a picture on Instagram, you tag the artist, or you tweet that person with an interesting picture. It's likely they're going to see it. So you need to, you know, have something good in your delivery. But there's definitely, you know, there's a reason why it can be possible to get an interview from an artist for your show, for sure.
And lastly, obviously Big Top 40 is a very commercial show.
Yeah.
What would you say to any students that are wanting to become a presenter in a sort of commercial station?
That's a good question. I mean, look, I was very lucky. Obviously, I got my break in radio, you know, a lot of it down to JLS, of course. However, I would say, you know, you've got to... someone told me something really important. You know, I mean, most important, you've got to be a nice person. People got to like you. Do you know what I mean? And you've also got to work hard, and you've got to be talented. You've got to be good at what you do. You need to put yourself in people's faces. You know, you do the traditional stuff, sending CVs and applying for jobs, but you're probably one in a few hundred that's applying. You need to get yourself in people's faces. I said same thing about tweeting. Find out who's the, you know, managing person at that radio station or that company, and tweet them, Instagram them, message them, get in their face so that they're thinking, you know, this guy really wants it. Because you need to be different from every single person that wants to be, you know, what you want to be, you know. So it's you got to be creative and not come across like a stalker, but you kind of got to do the utmost you can to get yourself seen and heard by the people that can open the doors for you, because most of the time it's not what you know, it's who you know. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. You know, most people I know have been given a break in industry it's because their mate works with someone, or their dad knows this person, or, you know, don't get me wrong, you can break through the doors, you know, by going the traditional normal route, but I know from my experience a lot of people have got through the doors from who they know in different fields in that work that they want to be in, you know.